joined by Josh Carr, the Fremantle midfield coach. Welcome to you, Josh.
G'day, boys. How are you?
We're well, and we're delighted to hear that Jesse Hogan's okay. What happened yesterday?
Yeah, look, I wasn't there. But, yeah, barbell come down on top of him and gave him a nice little clip in the mouth just to wake him up a bit.
I imagine the discussion around the place was, surely not with everything that Jesse's gone through. Surely not this couldn't be the case that he misses out this way.
Not the ideal preparation, I guess. And if he was going to miss the game, you want to decide that. But he's fine. He's put up well. He's obviously seen all the docs and they're happy with the way he is and he's ready to go. And look, he's playing the house down, to be honest, the last 2 weeks. Obviously missed out last week, but ready to go for tomorrow night.
So that is terrific news, but concerning news coming through, Stephen Hill being withdrawn due to a caught calf, we understand. There must be a worry with Stephen at the moment. He just seems to be battling with his injuries.
I wouldn't say that's a worry. You know, it's not like a reoccurring injury or anything like that. It was literally 3 metres from me when it happened, and it was a reasonably competitive drill, and the ball came in front and square, and he had the ball, and someone landed on top of him within me, and he was limping. He tried to sort of stay out there. I said, "Stephen, you're right." And I said, "Yeah, I think I'm okay." And I said, "Maybe just go off and get checked." And it's just the timing of it's not great. Being only a few days out from the game, it was, I guess, the weekend before, then he'd be okay. And he'll be ready to go the week after.
Josh, Mark Duffield, thanks for joining us today. Because of Stephen's checkered recent history with injury, when you get a cork, sometimes a cork can turn into a nick if you do plough on. Do you take a few extra precautions with him because of the recent history he's had?
Yeah, look, I think that goes with any player, I guess, going into the game. And he's obviously not right for this weekend, and then you still got to weigh it up and see how he pulls up for the weekend after. But at this stage, you'd think he'd be okay, but you never know with these things. They can go to something a little bit worse, and we will be mindful of that.
What's the update on Sean Darcy? There's been a bit of chatter about him on Talkback today. How many weeks do you expect him to miss with that soft tissue damage behind the knee?
Look, he's walking around with no knee brace on now. It's wait and see. You don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's any bone bruising or anything like that there. So, look, he's got to train, and each week he'll assess it. And who knows? Look, I don't have a time frame on it. I think in the next couple of weeks, I would have thought. When I've seen how sort of quickly it's progressed already, and who knows? Who knows what can happen? But the sooner the better, really.
And just one more from me before I throw you to Mick. Lloyd Meek. There's been a few calls about Lloyd Meek and how far away he is. How much consideration was given to replacing Sean with Lloyd?
Look, it was in the conversation, but I guess the conversation is Lloyd ready yet? Off the back of he had a slow pre-season coming back from injury. It's probably not the right thing to throw him out there just yet. But in saying that, he competed really well last week against in the Brisbane reserves game against a very good ruckman. It's off the top of my head. I'm forgetting who that ruckman was. But he's going okay. So it was spoken about, but we feel that probably not just yet. Rory Lobb's definitely a very good ruckman. So he gives us a better look at it.
Joshy, you've been around for a while. Just looking at Justin Longmuir in the coach's box, and you guys in isolation, he's a bloke that wears his heart on his sleeve. I've said to the boys before, he just looks like he's got the players exactly where you want him as a coach. They like him. He seems to have a real presence about him. Who's looking after him? Two close losses. At home, you can discuss it with your wife or you can discuss it with your parents, and you've probably got a few people around you, but has anyone thought about the coach up there with the fact that you could be 2-0, but it just hasn't worked out your way?
Yeah. I think we all are. That's our job as assistant coaches, is one, to take the load off the senior coach. At the end of the day, he's the main man, and what he says goes. But we're going to do our job as the best that we can to take pressure off him, but also be there for him if in some sort of way he's stressed, as you know, Nick. It's pretty stressful in the coach's box. And we've got Bally there as a general manager of football. We've got Simon Garlick, who's been around football for a long time as the CEO. So I think he's got good support. I think he's got the right attitude as a senior coach. And, he's got a clear picture in his mind on what he wants. So losses definitely impact every coach and every senior coach. But I think if you've got a pretty, really clear picture on where you're going and what you want to improve on then you can move on pretty quickly and keep on the road ahead.
Yeah, and Josh, and just the last one from me, just in regard to the fact that you've lost the games the way you have, and you've been right in the game. In fact, you're probably robbed on the goal line by a free kick mark situation against Brisbane. What is the mindset now of the player group? Are they still got the belief? Because they're on a young side and you're a long, long way from home and you've been away for a little while.
Yeah, look, we have got the belief. And like I said, we've got a really clear picture on coming out of the games. You see the areas that from our game plan that we're working on every week and executing it through the game. And if you don't, then you get made to pay the other way. So we're really comfortable in the picture that we've got and where we're going. And yes, the losses hurt, but at the same time, we feel like we're making progress.
Josh, well, Caleb's wrong. We saw Hayden Young last week and got caught by the tempo a couple of times, but also looked like he was in the right spot a lot of the time. How far away is Caleb Sarong from playing?
Oh, he put me under a bit of pressure, to be honest. as an initial coach, he's going to be a very good little player. We had matched him the other day in the wet, and you would have thought it was dry. So, look, he's not far. He's putting a lot of pressure on, and I wouldn't have thought it'd been too long before we've seen him out there.
And what about Connor Blakely? He was in your best 22 for your first pre-season game against Carlton, slipped out and hasn't got back. Where's he at?
Look, he's right on the border, I guess, along with Caleb. The other night at training, he was very good also. So, it's good. It's competitive in the midfield. It's probably the area of our list that we've got a number of players that are fit. So it's a great position to be in. Connor's not far away. He's just going to... It's hard because, you're going to get a game this weekend. But with that, yeah, they probably compete a little bit more at training, which is great. It makes the guys that are getting the game, it puts them under more pressure and it makes us better.
From one Connor to another, you'd have seen Connor Rosie at North Adelaide. Yeah. He just looks like a super player. How have you seen his development? Give us a bit of an insight into him.
Oh, look, he was a super talent from when he was 16. I think he was about 15, 16 when he was in our program at North Adelaide. And right from the start, I was following him all the way through and then coaching him in the premiership at North Adelaide. So he's super talented. His hands in tight are nearly the best I've seen for a kid. He's got speed. And, I will be doing everything I can to try and bring him back a few pegs. I would have thought he'll be ready for it.
We look forward to tomorrow. It's going to be terrific seeing those youngsters from Port Adelaide up against the developing players at Fremantle as well. Best of luck and thanks for having a chat with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.